Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It is the Wednesday, June the 16th, 2021 edition of the program. We're getting ready for the U.S. Open with Rick Gaiman from RickRungood.com in just a moment. Rick Gaiman's going to help us fill out our DFS cards, our betting cards, our one and done, make our picks, talk Torrey Pines, all of that in just a moment. As we get ready for the U.S. Open with one of the best in the business, Rick Gaiman. Do want to let you know that we are broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Ophthalmology Associates, the doctors, doctors on the web at youreyedoc.com. Youreyedoc.com. That's where you go to find out how you can get in to see the doctors, doctors. How you can get in to have your eyes looked at by the best. They're the doctors, doctors, because more healthcare professionals trust them than anyone else. And right now, if you go to the website, even if you're not in St. Louis, you can see telehealth options for how you can see the doctors, doctors. How you can, right now, no matter where you are, get that annual eye exam you've been putting off. Get that annual eye exam that your insurance more than likely covers. Get that annual eye exam from the best to know that your eyes are in the very best hands possible. And that is the hands of the doctors, doctors. Ophthalmology Associates. Again, youreyedoc.com. Give them a call, 314-966-5000. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Tell them what you need, and they and their fantastic staff will start getting you on the track to better eyesight, to eyesight without worry, right away. YourEyeDoc.com. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show. All right, let's talk a little U.S. Open with our guy Rick Gaiman from RickRungood.com. RickRungood.com is the website. That's where you go. Get set up. Get ready for your DFS lineups, your betting card, your one and done. Get ready for the U.S. Open with Rick Gaiman at RickRungood.com. Head over right now and sign up for a subscription. You can also catch Rick on the CBS First Cut podcast. And he's doing some really cool stuff, raffling away some cards, some of the Upper Deck PGA Artifacts cards. We're going to tell you about that as well. So a lot going on as we get ready for the U.S. Open, the third major of the year at Torrey Pines. Rick, what's going on, man? Happy U.S. Open week to you. How are you, brother?
Happy U.S. Open week. We've made it. It's Torrey Pines. I am absolutely stoked about it.
First thing I want to ask you, Rick, as we get set for the U.S. Open, you're doing something real exciting. You're raffling off chances to win some of the Upper Deck Artifacts cards, a special box break. Folks can get in at their own price point. They can check out RickRungood.com, follow you on Twitter at RickRungood. Give folks an idea, though, of how they can get involved, what you're doing. We've had some fun with these recently, and I know another great opportunity leading up to the U.S. Open for folks to get in the mix with some of these fantastic cards.
Yeah, so I've got, I forgot that I had pre-ordered five boxes of the Upper Deck, the SP Game Used. This is the second line that they came out with this summer, and they're basically the whole pack is, or the whole box is one pack. So it's basically all hits, all memorabilia, all autographs. And it was such a success the first time we did it. I said, you know what? I'm just going to raffle these all off. So I've allowed people to send me any amount of money they want, $5, $10, $100, whatever you want. You send it to me, you get into the draw, and then I'll raffle off every single one of these cards. So you'll have like 25 chances at getting one of these cards. The best way to do it, I've been tweeting about it, but I did make just an easy page on my website. It's rickrungood.com/card-break, B-R-E-A-K. I've been tweeting about it. So that's the best way to get in, and it's a ton of fun to pull these.
Awesome. And if you do that, if you get in the mix, if you decide that you want to purchase a couple of opportunities, however many raffle opportunities to try and win those cards, shoot me a tweet. Let me know. Let me know that you did that, and then I will Love draw it. From those folks, and I'll give away some cards. I was a part of Rick's last break. I've got some PGA Artifacts cards, including a Matthew Wolf rookie card, a Matthew Wolf serial number rookie card. So we'll give that away for folks that are in the mix with Rick. Just hit me up on Twitter. All right, let's talk Torrey Pines. Rick, obviously, you know this course. You've played it. We know it. We've got lots of data. So my question is, as it comes to Torrey Pines that we know, and now Torrey Pines, the U.S. Open course, what's important? What do you expect from the setup? What are you looking for?
Yeah, so the good news is that Torrey Pines is very, very consistent. Whether you play it on a Wednesday in July in a non-major year, or you play it at the Farmers, it's very, very consistent. Obviously, they are going to crank up the speeds of the greens and the firmness, and they're gonna grow the rough out. But it plays very much to the same blueprint, which I think is really good. It allows us to use some of that Farmers Insurance Open history and try to parse it out for this week. Now, the big difference, of course, is they're only playing one course. So in January, the Farmers, they play one round at the North course and three at the South. That's not going to happen. We're only going to play the South course here. And the par 5/6 will be made a par 4. So it'll be long. It'll be difficult. But the skill sets, I think, are generally the same here, Chris. You got to be able to extract the ball from the rough if you're going to miss the fairway. You've got to be a pretty decent putter, at least one that is mentally strong, because these Poana greens are going to play tricks on you. The ball's going to bounce a little bit all over the place. But I think with the really great history that we have over the years at Farmers, we do have a lot of information for success around this event.
All right, Rick, then I will ask you this question this way. Instead of starting maybe at the top of the card like we usually do and then working our way down, asking you who you like, what kind of skill set is it going to take? Is there anyone, with that being said, then at the top of the card, that you think is going to have a more challenging time? Is there anyone who, because of their skill set, because of their limitations, because of their weaknesses, maybe their areas of vulnerability, the path to victory is going to be tougher, it's going to be narrower, considering what you expect from the course and what you expect from the rest of the field? Does that make sense?
Yes, and there is. And unfortunately, it's Justin Thomas, because I absolutely love the guy, but he has kind of an issue with the longest club in his bag and the shortest club in his bag. So
yeah, it's crazy, man, that he's talked about the putter so much.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. The putter has really struggled, which is not unusual, but he's not in a very good stretch right now. I also find these greens at Torrey very, very tricky and difficult to read. He hasn't played here since 2015, so he doesn't have a lot of that built-in experience. And then you go to the longest club in his bag, the driver. He sprays it. I mean, he just misses a lot of fairways. And I think that if you're going to ask a guy who is going to miss a lot of fairways to extract the ball from that thick Kikuyu rough, and then when you get to the greens, try to putt on tricky Poana greens that you haven't seen in 6 years, I think it's a big ask at this point.
How about someone like Jordan Spieth, Rick? And we've talked so much about him. You've been all over Spieth in terms of how well he's played. You saw it coming, and I think you've been all over it for a while. But as you consider Torrey Pines, as you consider the market for Spieth, both in daily fantasy and the betting market, how much the public likes him, what do you expect from Jordan? I look at what I think is a reasonable sample size. And, you know, compared to the rest of the field, losing strokes off the tee, how is that going to impact him? And what does that do for Jordan's chances, and maybe one of the more public guys this weekend, his chances to win this championship, and again, the road that he has to take?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've been banging the Jordan Spieth drum for months. And
absolutely. You've been consistent about it. We've talked a lot about him.
But I can't get there this week. So I think that, you know, the fact that what he has been able to do has been phenomenal, because he's continued to spray the ball all over the place, and he has just worked this magic at a lot of courses that don't necessarily have a lot of thick, heavy rough or trouble that you can get into if you do miss the fairway. But that will happen, and you are at the mercy of this rough, whether it sits up for you, whether it buries itself down into the bottom. It's just so much more random. He is going to have to be nearly perfect in every other aspect if he wants to contend this week. Now, I'm still a Jordan Spieth believer. I think he's going to have a great year. I think he's going to contend. He might win again. I just don't believe it's going to be here.
Rick Gammon is with us, rickrungood.com. So let's say we're looking at the top of the card. John Rahm, Dustin, Bryson, Brooks. Those four guys.
Yeah.
All right, the next couple, JT, Rory, Morikawa, Xander, obviously that big group there. We're talking about the top of the card. How much differentiation is there between that group, Rick? And if we're starting a DraftKings build, let's say that we want to start with, you know, our core group of guys, maybe to build this weekend? Is there one guy at the top of the card that you have to have? Is there one guy that you like more than the rest in the 9K range? How are we going to approach building a lineup right now if we are evaluating those guys against each other and against this golf course?
Yeah, the 9K range is pretty stacked. And I feel as if at this point in the week, I'm learning that I'm much more bullish on Colin Morikawa than a lot of other people are. To me, he is just one of the top 1, 2, 3 ball strikers that we have on the planet. From tee to green, he's phenomenal. The question, of course, the putter, but Chris, that's always the question. And it's always been the question. And he's got 4 wins. He's got a major championship. He has 2 more playoff losses. He could very easily have 6 wins at this point of his young career and be a major champion, a WGC winner. For the big question that he has, he seems to answer it a lot. And he's playing well right now, coming off of that playoff loss to Patrick Cantlay at the Memorial. He's dialed in. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just more optimistic on him than most, but he stands out to me as a real contender for this week.
You know, if you did a blind resume, Morikawa and Schauffele, based on what they've done over the last couple of years, listen, I get it. I get why the public backs Xander. I understand the incredible success he's had in the U.S. Open, but it's kind of striking to me maybe how much more steam, at least in my opinion, Xander gets, especially in big events, and maybe Morikawa, for all that he's accomplished, for what a good iron player he is, just isn't getting the kind of respect, or maybe there still is some value on him because for whatever reason, the public just doesn't back him the way that they back Xander Schauffele.
Yeah, and I think it's because Xander doesn't have any deficiencies. He's strong across the board, which is really easy to get excited about. It's really easy to put him in your lineups. It's really easy to make a wager on him, but he doesn't win as much as he should. And if you look at this week specifically, like his U.S. Open history is unbelievable. He's played it 4 times. He hasn't finished worse than 6th. That's incredible stuff. But he really just cracked the code for the first time at Torrey Pines in January. He finished T2, but he had missed, I think, 4 of his previous 5 cuts. So which is the outlier? Is the outlier the 4 missed cuts in 5 years in your hometown? Or is it the fact that you finished runner up last year? And now everyone's saying, well, he's cracked the code. It's full steam ahead. I love Xander, but again, this is a guy I'm probably cooler on than many others at this point.
Yeah, I know sometimes it's hyperbole, or you know, we get into some of the quote-unquote storylines, but like I've seen Morikawa go big game hunting, you know, especially last year at the PGA. Like we've seen him close. We've heard Xander talk about, you know, his struggles closing, so to speak. And I know Rahm, you know, as we all know, he was squarely in the mix with our core of guys at the Memorial. You know, if he doesn't WD, who knows? But like, you know, Morikawa's still in the mix. If he ends up beating Cantlay in that playoff, even though the result and the way he played still the exact same, I wonder if the storyline around Morikawa going into this weekend is different.
Yeah, because you'd have a guy, right, you'd have a guy coming off of a victory who has 5 wins and he's already a major champion. Yeah, I think the storyline would be very different. But you're right. I mean, it's losing in a playoff is one of those random things in golf. They played one hole, right? I mean, it's just, to me, it's a bit silly. I think this kid is on an unbelievable trajectory. And if he keeps winning at this rate, it's going to be nuts.
So does that mean that you are invested somewhat, or you'd throw a Brooks, a Rory into some other lineups, a Xander into some other lineups? And we'll get back to this build. But it's interesting to me, like Rory and Brooks almost, although they're coming in and the questions around them, whatever they are, much different for each of them. But do they fall, at least from our betting card standpoint, Rick, in the, if you're getting 20 or above, or you're getting value on 2 guys who can be, you know, right there with the best in the world, you know, this is value you have to jump on. Do you see any value, even if it's around 20, 21, 22 on a guy like Brooks, a guy like Rory this week?
For sure. I think we talked about this before the Wells Fargo Championship. If you put it
with Bryson before the U.S. Open last year, you called it.
Yeah, if you put a 2 in front of Rory's name, you should probably bet it. It's, you know, it's one of these situations where he's been great at Torrey, right? He's got one of the best resumes around here. His last 2 U.S. Opens, he's got top 10s. He won just 3 starts ago. I think people are overlooking Rory, and he hasn't played well in major championships recently. He's playing himself out of it in the first round. His final three rounds are usually phenomenal, but he plays himself out of it in the first. I think this is a really good opportunity for Rory, who is getting zero oxygen, zero conversation, to kind of fly under the radar for a couple of days and maybe steal this thing.
All right, I told you earlier that Doctors Ophthalmology Associates are the best when it comes to your eyes. I've worn glasses, contact lenses since, third grade, like as long as I can remember. And I remember times in my life when my eyesight was maybe a worry, when it was a hassle. Well, not anymore, because I trust the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. A lot of us, I think, have neglected things like annual eye exams. Maybe you've neglected other personal upkeep obligations. Well, not anymore. All right. First of all, you've got insurance. Your insurance will more than likely cover an annual eye exam, whether or not you wear glasses or contacts, or if you just want to make sure that your eyes are working like they should. If you have questions about LASIK, now is a perfect time. Maybe the pandemic made you realize that you want to make a change, or if you're just realizing that you're not seeing the way you should or the way you used to, youreyedoc.com or call 314-966-5000. Do me a favor, tell them you heard about them on the Chris Rabe Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, Ophthalmology Associates. Give them a call right now and schedule an appointment, 314-966-5000. Now back to Rick Gaiman and U.S. Open Talk. Rick Gaiman is with us. RickRungood.com is the website. All right, I'm kind of ping-ponging all over, but let's say from a DFS standpoint, if we're building a team, Rick, do you like to start with Morikawa? Do you like to throw Rory in the mix? Let's say we're building a core, or maybe we're building one team to throw in the Millie Maker. Where do you like to start out of those two guys? I'll put you on the spot. We go both and then get really weird at the bottom?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, the pricing is very soft. I would have started with Morikawa is where I would have started. But if you go Morikawa, Rory, you're probably creating a pretty unique lineup already.
Sure.
Because you're avoiding the entire 10K range, and you're probably taking two guys that we would be warmer on than the rest of the industry. So after that, if we wanted to start with those two, we can probably do anything we want, not consider chalk, not consider anything, because we've already created such a unique lineup.
All right. So that gives us, in our four slots left, an average of about 76.5. So then you always say, who's the guy we have to have next? Knowing what we know, if we plug in Rory and Morikawa, who's the guy, Rick, that you think we have to have next in our lineup?
So I think the guy that is probably most mispriced is Sam Burns, which I know has burned us before. He burned us at the PGA Championship. He had a back injury. He withdrew. But if you remember back in January, he was in the final group on Sunday at Torrey Pines, and he didn't play well. He shot a 75, but it's, you know, for 3 days he played great. Since then, he's won a golf tournament. He probably should have won two more. He's a really great fit for Torrey. And the other thing I like about him, he's only $7,700. And there are two guys at $7,600, Lowry and Kokrak, who I think are going to be very, very popular. So to me, he's not only maybe the most mispriced guy, but simultaneously, I think he's giving you a hair of leverage.
All right, so if we grab Sam Burns, then, I'm looking at a number of guys on your cheat sheet at RickRungood.com whose numbers pop. But, if we're looking for maybe another guy to give us some leverage, and especially if we're playing the Millie Maker or we're playing some of the bigger contests where you have to have a unique lineup, is there someone else in the mid to bottom of the 7,000s where you think we can gain a little advantage on the field and pick up a little risk reward perhaps?
So the guy that I have circled is Max Homa. Now, he will be popular, but we have a unique build already. So I think I'm not worried about it. The good news about Homa is he's kind of a popper. He's a little bit riskier than some of these other guys, but we're trying to win $1 million. We're trying to get a little risk involved here. He's got 2 6th-place finishes in his last 4 starts. He's been very good on Poana Greens in his career. In fact, he won what I would argue is a pretty good comp for Torrey, Riviera, which is, again, a difficult West Coast course that has Poana Greens and also a strong field. That lines up nearly perfectly. So give me Max Homa at 73, and then we can figure out how much we have left.
Yeah, that leaves us 2 slots with an average of 7,800 left. I think that's really important, and you mentioned that, especially a guy like JT, who hasn't played here and hasn't putted much on Poana over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Like, that's important. And I think sometimes when we focus on the U.S. Open, we think so much about the course layout, about the rough, but like, that's something that maybe goes a little overlooked this week, Rick.
Yeah. I mean, if you have ever played on Poana, you're probably going to hear this a lot. It grows throughout the day. It buds. It grows so
physically quickly. Looks different on television. Yeah.
Yeah, it grows so quickly that it actually buds, and these guys can tamp them down. You'll see them tamping it down all week long. But when you get the worm cam this week, you're going to see ball. It's going to be like Plinko on The Price is Right. I mean, these things fly all over the place. And the other thing, it's almost more mental than it is physical, Chris, because you're going to miss like a 5-footer that you thought you hit perfect and nothing was wrong about it, and those buds pushed it offline. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, you can check out, and again, you can build and sort by all of these measurables and all of these analytics, including Poana Greens at rickrungood.com. So give me an idea, Rick, if we've got Colin Morikawa, Rory McIlroy, Max Homa, and Sam Burns, that gives us two slots left, about 7,800. I'm nerding out right now, and I'm sorting by Poana. I'm sorting by
crazy, isn't it?
You know, the length of the course over the last couple of years. But where do we start here with 7,800 left? We already have a pretty unique build. So like you said, we can do pretty much whatever we want here with our last two slots.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to go up a little bit. So you're going to have to give me an idea of how much we have left here. I would love to get Hatton in this lineup at 83.
Yeah, so I was thinking Hatton, also some of the guys that pop a little bit. I was looking at least from a putting standpoint, like an Ian Poulter, Bobby Mack, perhaps.
We might be able to get Poulter and Hatton in this lineup.
Okay, let's throw Hatton in. Hatton at 8,300. That gives us 7,300 left.
Poulter 7,000. So, we could do it.
All right, so we can grab that, and that gives us, I think, a hell of a unique lineup. That gives us Morikawa, Rory, Homa, Burns, Hatton, and Poulter. I like that.
It's not only it's going to be unique because we avoided the 10K range. It's going to be unique because we left $300 on the table. Also, we started with a combination that I think is a hair overlooked, the Morikawa Rory combination. This is a lineup. It's certainly not guaranteeing it's going to win anything, but this is the type of build that is strategically sound for trying to take down something large.
Yeah, Poulter kind of falls in our, like, Patrick Reed. Like, a lot of people hate him, especially, I feel like, and again, this is storyline with air quotes, but, like, especially when there are a lot of casual players in the mix, like, a lot of people, and especially if you're an American, a casual golf fan, you probably don't love Ian Poulter. And I feel like he's always the guy you look up on Saturday, and he's generally around the first or second page of the leaderboard. And again, you can check all this out at rickrungood.com, but he's gained, you know, more than a stroke on approach. He's gained more than 3/4 of a stroke putting. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing to see the strokes that he's gained on this field, and especially on this field in similar conditions and putting on Poana. He's a guy that I like and that I feel like never gets the respect, especially in majors, Rick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many great players. When you collect this field, I mean, it's a plethora of riches. It's who do you want? I mean, there's so many great options that there are going to be amazing players, top 10 players, top 15 players that are overlooked, and it's just there's just not enough roster spots for all of them. So yeah, it's really how you're gonna gain access to really unlocking some of those good combinations.
RickRungood.com is the website, at RickRungood. If you jump in the mix for the raffle for the artifacts cards, whatever you end up doing, shoot me a tweet, and maybe you'll end up with my Matthew Wolf rookie card plus some hits from Rick. And Rick, I'll leave you with this final thing, man. Do you have a favorite nugget or a favorite stat, whether it's from the First Cut podcast, from your great preview videos at rickrungood.com? Is there a nugget about either a player or the field or the course outside of what Rick Gammon shot the last time he conquered Torrey? A nugget that you want to leave us with as we get set for things to get started tomorrow?
Yes, I do. I cannot count that high, by the way, to see what I shot last time I played at
73.
No, God, on the front.
See, I always
maybe.
Like to ask on the first tee, like last Sunday, I was the guy's like, all right, hit him straight. He's like, any questions? I go, what's the course record? And I asked him with a dead face, and he didn't get it. He was like, 63. I'm like, all right, buddy, yeah, I'm not gonna shoot.
I like to say when I get into the clubhouse, if someone says, how'd you play? I usually say, I'm proud to say the course record is still intact.
I don't know. Is 25 over good? All right. Well, give us your nugget, Rick Gammon.
All right, here it is. This is if you like ceiling players, potentially ceiling players. Since the start of 2021, Patrick Cantlay has gained at least 4 strokes on the field in a single round, 9 different times. It is 23% of his rounds. So in 23% of his rounds, he has gained four or more strokes on the field. It's a huge number. It's a huge ceiling number. It is the largest percentage of any player in the field during that time frame.
Rick Gaiman from RickRungood.com. RickRungood.com. Head over to the website. Follow Rick on Twitter at RickRungood. Check out everything for this weekend. All of the tools to build your lineups, your betting card, one and done, the live betting over the weekend. Everything you need is at RickRungood.com. Also details on the card break and how you can get in the mix in the raffle to get your hands on some of the PGA Upper Deck Artifacts cards, the hits. Rick, appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend. We'll be following along, and we'll chat soon. Enjoy all of the golf and everything that comes with it. We'll be watching and listening, brother.
Going to be awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks to Rick. Thanks to the doctors, doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Give them a call at 314-966-5000. Tell them you heard them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Very excited about our guest tomorrow. World of baseball, that's what I'll say. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been a Wednesday edition of the Chris Raby Show. Until tomorrow, Chris Raby saying be nice to each other. As always, peace.